who's ready to get it?
And he's drunk. Shocker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Been a tough day. Now let's get our stream on.
Wait, hold up. Isn't it against terms of service for us to be drunk on the stream?
Yeah, actually it is. Dude, don't risk your channel on this. How about we just go grab, like, something to eat?
Yeah. That's, like, a total better plan. Like, I'll come pick you up. Well, hold on. Why don't we just drive ourselves?
No. Absolutely not.
No! Come on, man. If you're too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive. Now let's go.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
Way out in the desert of Las Vegas. Jacob, what's up?
What's up? It is still very hot out here.
It has never not been hot, as far as I'm concerned.
That's very true.
So, Jacob, you found where a really interesting thing happening here with Intel. They're creating a brand new league specifically for the young people. So can we get more information on this thing that Intel is doing? What's going on with it?
Yeah, so it's another one of those, like, team-up events. So Intel is teaming up with the American Video Game League, or the AVGL, and to make a thing called Intel Inspires, which they say is a new two-month esports discovery showcase. So
What's a discovery showcase? I mean, that is so confusing.
Well, it's pretty similar to what the other events we've covered have been of, you know, young people. What's interesting about this one is that you can be as young as 13 to enter, but you can enter and you start playing in a showcase of, like, a tournament of these games. And the games that will be in this event are Rocket League, League of Legends, and Fortnite. So not Overwatch.
So this is like an esports combine, basically.
Yeah.
Where you're young and you go out and you essentially play in hopes to be either discovered maybe by a pro or a college team. In addition to that, there may be some prizing involved. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yeah. So they were saying that's going to start on the 3rd, and that events will be often weekly. So there might be a couple week skips, but these kids are expected to be playing weekly, and it leads to a combine-like event that you're talking about on November 14th through 15th. And they said that there's going to be hundreds of esports people there, colleges there, teams there, like scouters. So this event will quite literally turn like a combine, where people will come and watch these people compete as far as scouting goes. And there is also a prize pool, to where there are a total of 150,000 in scholarships. So, pretty big scholarship for a league of this type, I'd say. Because usually we don't see numbers get this high outside of, like, pro levels, I would say.
Yeah, usually not. But, I mean, because it's Intel and they own, what, 50% of the processor market, if not more.
Yeah.
I would say that they got the money to spare. But the big thing that I noticed about this is the age. It's the fact that 13-year-olds and younger can participate in this. And while I think that is essentially, first of all, I think it is essentially what you have to do if you're going to make it a scouting type event. If it's going to be a showcase and scouting type event, you have to start really young. People are already going pro as esports players as early as 14.
Well, and Fortnite in particular. With Fortnite being one of the pillars of this event, it has to be 13. Like, that's a phenomenal idea.
Yeah, absolutely. League, I think, skews a little bit older, but even still, pretty much all esports skew a little young. So you're going to have to start it really early. But the one thing that I also think is incredibly interesting is that combine-like showcase. We talk often a lot about the college pipeline, the pro pipeline, in terms of how is new talent supposed to be injected into North American esports. And I think stuff like this is where that will begin, is you'll start to see these combine-like events where people are playing online and, you know, everything is going into one pot. There may be a kid who doesn't necessarily win the event, but they're a little rough around the edges. They perform well, and they could be coached up to being even better. So I think this is really cool, and I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, I've always been on the side that if esports mirrors traditional sports in many aspects, then we can develop that pipeline, because a combine, just the same policies just kind of carry across, be it traditional or esport. So I do think that this is the beginning of a very good thing, and I hope that we see more of this in the future.
Back BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.